It's Helping Hand, statewide, all things considered, and then archived online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Friday afternoons, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are welcoming back our friends from Best Buddies Hawaii and hearing about their upcoming March 10th Friendship Walk at Magic Island. This is in Ala Moana Beach Park, 9 to noon. There are a lot of ways that people can both support them and also find out about great services through our guests that we've got today. Best Buddies is an international effort that raises awareness and funds to support individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And they fund their Best Buddies programs that are dedicated to one-on-one friendships, leadership development, and integrated job opportunities for individuals with IDD, or intellectual and developmental disabilities. It is a huge thrill to welcome back the state director of Best Buddies Hawaii, Sarah Mann. Hey, Sarah, thanks for coming down here again.
Hi, Dave. Great to see you again. Always love coming in.
Before we hear about some new stuff that's going on with the organization, for some, it's the first time they've ever heard about it. So explain who you guys are.
Sure, Dave. We are a global volunteer movement to promote opportunities for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We provide one-to-one friendships, leadership opportunities, and competitive integrated employment. In Hawaii, we are in middle schools, high schools, and we have a college chapter now.
I remember when you were last on, you guys were just getting some new programs up and running. Share the good news with us on where those are now happening.
Eva Mackay Middle School, Kalaheo High School, Roosevelt High School, Kalani, Mililani, and Waianae High School.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we have a great team, very blessed. So we are in 15 schools on Oahu and 8 on Maui.
It's like a club as part of the roster of things that people can do at school in terms of parents who might be thinking, how would this fit into my kid's life?
We act as a club, kind of like a drama club or service club on campus, a robotics club, any other club. And at the beginning of the year, kids would go to a club fair or a club rush. We would have a booth or a table, and you could find out more about Best Buddies, learn about what it would be like to be in a buddy pair, and it really provides opportunities for both general ed and special ed kids to do things that they wouldn't otherwise do and be exposed to people that they wouldn't otherwise be exposed to and realize they have hopes and dreams just like they do. We like to look at it as authentic reciprocity because it's just as good for the general ed kids as it is the special ed kids, and we love that. It promotes compassion and can recreate the social fabric of a campus and lowers bullying rates and really helps people just treat each other better, which is really important all the time, but especially these days looking at our global climate.
That's always a great message. Just dialing in on the availability. So if somebody just heard the school of their child and it's past the beginning of the year,
maybe ask their homeroom teacher who could put them in touch with club advisors. Sometimes at schools they have a person who kind of oversees maybe all the clubs.
And then they get in touch with you guys from there.
That's right.
And for parents who would like to get Best Buddies into their school,
they should go to the school first and see if it's at the school. And if it is not, then they can call us and we can let them know, you know, if we have their school as an expansion school on our list.
And do parents request it?
They can request it, connect with us, and then we can see how we can go about opening a chapter at their child's school.
And that's driven by funding. Essentially,
that's right.
How does Best Buddies get funding? And that would be what's holding back new chapters, essentially, too, right?
Correct. We have some generous government funding from Honolulu City Council, as well as Maui County. Grateful for that, as well as some foundation grants and our fundraisers throughout the year. We have the Friendship Jam, Life is Sweet, our annual walk, which is coming up March 10th.
The activities that the children participate in together.
Well, they usually meet once a month or so when clubs meet, and then schools can take it upon themselves to meet more. For example, sometimes buddies will eat lunch together or they'll text each other and just kind of catch up with each other on their own. You know, the buddy pairs can kind of do their own thing, but getting together as a whole group and a chapter for a chapter activity, that usually happens about once a month, and then sometimes there are some activities that take place outside of school, like bowling, or they go at UH Manoa. They had a fun tie-dye activity a couple months ago that was great right out on campus.
And that's the whole chapter. That's everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
And then for children to participate in this, are there any costs?
Student chapters have to raise chapter dues, and there are no costs for middle school. And then high school, there's a small fee. And as a group, they do some fundraising to raise chapter dues because we like to send a chapter president or a buddy pair to our leadership conference in Indiana University at Bloomington every July. 2,500 participants from all over the world get together, and you know, they have to raise money to
make that happen.
And
so raising funds, March 10th is coming up rapidly. It'll be next weekend. Friendship walk, work to both raise funds and awareness.
Sure. Well, we have school teams as well as community teams and corporate teams. And then they recruit walkers, and everyone says, hey, can you, you know, give us 20, 30 bucks, 50 bucks? And if they register and give $50, they get a really cool t-shirt. We walk around Magic Island a few times. You'll hear some mission moments and see our buddies in action. And there'll be some entertainment, great grinds. We're going to have an omelet station. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So you would pay a walking fee, which is part of how you'd raise it.
And then a registration.
And then people could sponsor you from there on. And people say, I'm going to put this towards your walk.
That's right.
In addition to that, you'd be giving out some prizes during the day, which sort of opens itself up to people donating prizes to you guys.
Yes, we'd love that. We're still open to any donation anyone would want to give. That would be kind of an incentive prize, maybe, or as a result of raising the most money for a team, they could get something. That would be terrific.
Volunteer needs for that day.
Sure. People can email us or leave a message at our office and let us know if they'd like to come out for that day and volunteer. Some schools, you know, kids have to do community service, and we've had kids in the past come, and then they kind of see our mission too, and they think, wow, I want to be a part of this. So that's pretty cool. Sure, we need help, you know, setting up our tents and setting up all the chairs and then just kind of getting everything ready.
And you guys, if businesses wanted to sponsor or support the event in a larger way, and likewise support either chapters that you've got, that could be a way to help bring it to a place. There's a lot of sponsorship opportunities for your programs, correct?
That's right. Find it on our website. Let us know if any way you want to be involved.
What other kinds of supplies might you guys need, or other things away from the walk that you are either struggling with or could use a hand with?
Craft supplies or board games for our chapter activities, things like that. It's more about being together, but they also, you know, like to make things, maybe seasonal things based on a holiday, or maybe some food to have snacks during time together. So if a grocery store wanted to donate some food or something, you know, we're open to that.
So businesses in Maui, there's all of the exact same opportunities to participate.
That's right.
If somebody is listening, and let's say they're in Hilo, would you like to hear from parents who are in communities where you just aren't at all? Is that part of how the fire starts?
Or? Yeah, we like to talk about our dream of expansion. We just wrote a GIA, a grant in aid, to start programs on Kauai, which is which would be great because we have had interest there from people.
And anyone who has an angle on getting grants, sometimes people have come on and talked about their fundraising aspirations, and people have reached out to them as a result of being on Helping Hand and say, I know of a grant, or I know of a way to get some money. I assume you're always open to hearing from
us. We are. Yes. Thanks, Dave. That'd be great.
Bestbuddies.org/Hawaii. You can learn about the Friendship Walk, and it's coming up soon, March 10th, Alamoana Beach Park, Magic Island, bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org/Oahu. You can send them an email, hawaii@bestbuddies.org. Honolulu area, 808-545-3025. In Maui, 808-242-6962. The full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and find all of our other Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. Get your walking shoes on. It's coming up March 10th at Magic Island. What have we left out that you want to add?
Nothing. I think we covered it. We're good. Thanks, Dave.
Sarah Mann, State Director of Best Buddies Hawaii Friendship Walk, which is coming up next weekend at Magic Island, Ala Moana Beach Park. Thanks for doing what you do and setting an example for, as you're talking about, there's a need to try to be nice to each other in this modern era, this difficult, challenging time that we live in. And I certainly look at Best Buddies Hawaii as doing just that. Thanks,
Dave. Love being here. Great to see you.